From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday. Aiming for Boko Haram militants, the attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said that it treated 120 wounded people at its facility in the northern Borno state. The group put the death toll at 52. The International Committee of the Red Cross said six of its Nigerian members were among the dead. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. The United Nations and several African leaders have asked Mr. Jammeh to step down peacefully. The West African regional bloc ECOWAS has placed its military force on standby if Mr. Jammeh does not step down January 19th. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search of the Indian Ocean without finding a trace of the airliner. Officials have recommended search crews head north to a new area identified in a recent analysis of a possible crash site, but Australia has already nixed the idea. The Malaysian Airlines flight vanished nearly 3 years ago on March 8, 2014. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has laid out the objectives of what she hopes will be her nation's clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit she laid out in a speech Tuesday will mean that Britain will leave the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice. It will also assume control of its own borders.
I want to ensure we get a deal that's right for the UK. But in doing that, I believe we will also see a deal that is right for the European Union as well. I want to approach this in a positive, optimistic way. I think there is goodwill on both sides, and I think we can sit down and come to a partnership for the future that will be both to our both of our benefits, to our mutual benefit.
Ms. May said a final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to Parliament for a vote. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he will not try to block Brexit.
We have said all along that we will not block Article 50 coming in, and that's going to be very soon within Parliament. We will be putting a case for market access to Europe. We'll be putting a case for regulation of labour market and all the issues that go with that.
Jeremy Corbyn. Antonio Tajani of Italy has been elected the new president of the European Parliament. Tajani is from the center-right party in his home country. He won after four rounds of voting Tuesday night in Strasbourg. Chinese President Xi Jinping delivered a broad defense of globalization and free trade Tuesday at a Swiss forum of global economic leaders. Mr. Xi told the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos that nations should remain committed to free trade and investment and reject protectionism. Mr. Xi's address came 3 days before the U.S. inaugurates a new president who campaigned on promises to defend U.S. manufacturers and workers against foreign competition, in part by imposing tariffs on imports from China and Mexico. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing U.S. administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Mr. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing scandalous allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to, in Putin's words, undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect. Major new public opinion polls in the U.S. say that President-elect Donald Trump is starting his term in the White House with one of the lowest approval ratings in decades. Trump rejected the results, pointing out that the same polls were wrong about the election itself. The CNN and Post-ABC polls pegged Trump's approval rating at 40%. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.